The Atlanta Falcons have control of the NFC South. They are perfect 4-0 against their division rivals. And they just beat the Buccaneers, if you didn't know. 31-26 yesterday, with Kirk Cousins having a monster game, 276 yards and 4 touchdowns, that the Falcons roll on.
Yeah, awesome game from top to bottom yesterday. Like we've mentioned a number of times, the defense at times in the first quarter, the run defense was a little bit shaky. Baker Mayfield kind of playing off of that, surgical with the way he was in the passing game. But there was just a number of plays, man. There was ups and downs, as there is in every NFL game, specifically division games, specifically road games. And yet there were times that we mentioned earlier, the four-minute drive, you put your foot down. How about one of the things we haven't talked about yet? How about the tackle from Kadarius Hodge on the fake punt? I don't know if you guys noticed that.
Yeah, I noticed it right in front of me.
Dude, that was awesome. Like, they like, you know, you see those fake punts in the fourth quarter, and so many times that they'll work out for the team, just snap it right to the up bag, get around the lip. Like, Kadarius Hodge was having no part of it. He sniffed that thing out from the work go.
It's his first tackle for a loss as an NFL player.
Boom.
I mean,
boom.
He did, because, you know, he's the gunner. He's over there, and I say he's not their gunner, but he's over there lined up on the gunner, right? So that's his. He's over there, and it just phenomenal, unbelievable. The fact that he got in there and diagnosed it and knifed through to make the tackle.
Yeah,
that's twice that Kadarius Hodge against Tampa Bay has made game altering plays.
Yeah, and that's why you see his teammates love him, right? Gotta love it.
Wasn't he someone that Kirk Cousins wanted here?
No, Kadarius was already here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking of Darnell.
Yeah, that was who by the way,
Darnell.
Thank you for setting me up. You know what Darnell Mooney has done in two games against Tampa Bay?
No, tell me.
14 catches, 197 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Man,
is that good?
Free agents, yes. Hats off to our offensive and defensive captains, but Darnell Mooney is. I'm telling you, he's one of my favorite players on the team to watch because he's just so different, man. He's so different than anything we've had. What was the one stat category, guys, that I yelled for all offseason? He is the guy that brings that. Beating teams over the top and getting the yak, the yards after the catch, man. He is that dude with his athleticism and his speed.
My math is I don't have exact numbers.
Okay.
But looking at going into the game, you now have two receivers, your one and your two receiver, with over 500 yards receiving through 8 games. And Kyle Pitts is a little over 400. You have guys, two of which are on track for 1,000-yard years in receivers. And you have another one, and, you know, Bijan he's a little under 300. Bijan had another 100-yard all-purpose day. And every time he touched the ball yesterday, he got almost 5.5 yards a touch.
I got to give you credit for something. I know we're going to hear from Kirk Cousins, but I asked you and Rob on Friday. I think 27.5 was Kirk's over-under this year for touchdown passes. He was at 10 before this weekend. I think you didn't say 4. You said 3, but still, I was like, oh, wow, yeah, you're really feeling like a good day from him through the air.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah. Told you, Kirko was going to eat. No cap.
Why'd you have to do that? Why?
Because it goes with Kirk Cousins.
Walk into your trap, take over your trap.
Boom!
Well, Kirk Cousins, as he always does, caught up with Dave Archer, analyst for the Falcons Radio Network. This interview is brought to you by Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1-hour drive from Atlanta.
Kirk, I don't know what it is about these two teams, but it's been fun, these two games. I don't know, is it fun on your part to be any part of these things?
Well, it's certainly stressful, but it's fun to move the football. It's fun to score points. It's fun to make big plays and see teammates make big plays. And our defense stepped up again and again. Special teams made plays. So another great team win, and we can build on it.
Tell me about protection today, because that seemed to be the operative word. They thought they did a really good job of keeping you clean for the most part. The one play that sticks out in my mind was down close in the red zone close, and you swiveled all the way back and fouled Bijan in the left flat.
Yeah, I think getting through progressions, you can't do it if you don't have protection. The touchdown to Kyle to start the game was my third option or more in the progression, and the same with the touchdown to Bijan. I mean, he's the fifth guy. And so to get through the progression, it says a lot about our offensive line.
It's fun to see a quarterback in the zone, and you've been in the zone against a number of teams. But, again, it seemed like you fell into a very comfort zone for yourself. Walk me through the throw to Mooney for the touchdown.
Yeah, great route by Mooney. We had talked during the week of the different angles that throw could be, depending on how they defend it. And he ran right where I wanted him to. Again, the pocket enabled me to kind of see it as I wanted to see it. And then I just put it to the spot I wanted to put it. And he went and ran and made the play. But the separation he creates at the top of the route, great job.
Looked like you did a little something with Antoine Winfield there, too. And he's an excellent safety. You get great respect for him. Looks like you froze him in the middle.
Yeah, he was, you know, the formation, he kind of had reason to push the other way. And I just wanted to make sure that he was going to do that. But I think he's playing the rules of his coverage correctly. And ultimately, Mooney made a really nice play.
How difficult is it to be patient and drop the ball off? I guess it's easy when you got guys like Bijan Robinson, you're dropping the ball.
Yeah, very. You know, there was a time in the 2 minute at the end of the half where I check it down to him and he's matched. It's really a dead play. But I throw it to him because my thought is, first of all, I don't want to take a sack. But second of all, like, he may make something happen. And he did. And he got us 10 yards up the sideline. So I'm going to keep giving it to him, even in tough looks. And he tends to prove me right.
When there's 6:52 left on the clock, I don't necessarily think you're looking at the clock. But you guys bled it all the way down to a minute. Walk us through kind of bleeding the clock, but yet still having to get first down.
Yeah, it certainly, the main focus is like breaking the huddle. You know, let's try to bleed some clock between plays. But once you snap the ball, you got to play football and get what you can. And ran the football well, you know, had a few passes mixed in there. And Charlie got the drive started with a great flat, catching the flat and then turned up field. So that was a big drive.
All right, last thing for you. What does it mean to you about this team responding? Last week, not the effort you guys were looking for. Tell me, or not the effort, but not necessarily the results you were looking for.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough coming back from last week. And we kind of, you know, messaged the team this week was, hey, guys, we got to respond. We got to pick ourselves back up off the mat. And, you know, it's a good football team, Tampa. I think they're a playoff caliber team. And it was a great response. And now we kind of build from here.
Thanks, Kirk. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Arch.
Yeah, playoff caliber team. They knocked off their division rival. And again, 4-0 in the NFC South. So they control it right now.
It's a team you split with last year. You went down there last year and won, and they came up here and ran the ball down your throats in your own home in a game that you needed, and they beat you. And
they were not a good running team.
No, not last year. They are this year.
Or one of the year before.
This year they are absolutely one of
yes.
the. This year they're probably the most balanced offense in football. That is why I kept telling everyone, and I kept hearing people say, oh, they don't have Evans and Godwin. It's an easy win. I'm like, guys, they are good. Up front, at running the ball, they have good running back. Bucky Irvin is a badass. Just going to go ahead and say it. I don't like saying that about guys that play on other teams. I can say it again about Mike Evans and Baker and Godwin, Kate Otten. Now they got
so
another one in Bucky Irvin.
You are saying it about guys.
Yeah, because those are because I got respect for him. I just don't like saying
Bucky's,
it.
Bucky's he's a lot like Bijan, to be honest with you.
He's
the
physical,
way he plays,
man.
The game. Yep, I agree.
Holy, how about, hey, can we talk? Can we talk about that? That touchdown from Bijan.
Yeah. What about it?
He's getting to the end zone.
Yeah, I was
think
frustrated.
I think it was Izian. It might have been Izian. I can't remember who it was. And he's like, full speed. And Bijan's like, oh, I can either collide with you or let you walk by me. And then I'm going to just step out.
I didn't like it, dude.
Here's the problem. You didn't like it because you treated it like the Kyle Pitts play. No, it was different. Because Bijan never put the ball in risk. Never.
He stopped. Before the ball crossed the plane.
Yes. But
just get the ball in the end
zone. The ball was secured.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'll let you go by. No problem
I just
with
think
that.
Given what happened with Kyle Pitts earlier today, I would have just preferred that Bijan got the ball across
Had
the plane.
Had he put the ball.
I get it. It was like a cool look, and it was an interesting little play. But, dude, I don't need the whole stop thing, let the guy go by and kind of look like a poster thing. I just get the freaking ball in the end zone. It's football.
Ball security is what matters to me.
Make contact, man.
Speaking of that, can we talk about the secondary real quick, Tiff?
It's like you read my mind, but take it away.
Jesse Bates gets tested on a flea flicker.
Plays it underneath.
Punches the ball out. Jesse was our Solomon Brothers play of the game, by the way.
Ding.
But the play that really I really enjoyed seeing was AJ's. Because he has gotten a knack in this city as a guy that doesn't know how to ball hawk, that he can't make plays. And I think obviously it's easy to say he had one of his better games without Godwin or Evans on the field, but he played really. You didn't hear anything from his side of the field. In fact, they tested Mike Hughes all day long. They hardly went at AJ, and they really didn't go. It really wasn't his necessarily his issue when he makes the interception, but that was a heck of a play.
Yeah, it was. You love seeing. First of all, Jesse Bates coming underneath the flea flicker, like you said, man, he's going back. He's catching the ball like he's Larry Fitzgerald, falling onto his back. Just unbelievable for him to come down with that ball. Honestly, the catch, it reminded me of the play a few weeks back when Darnell Mooney caught the ball that Kirk was like, I didn't know if I should have thrown it. It was probably a bad throw. Like falling back on your back, making a crazy circus.
Climbing
catch.
The ladder.
Yeah. But to your point, A.J. Terrell obviously laying out for that one, man. And look, he does have a bad rap, it seems like. I don't know if we value him enough as a player in the secondary. But when you watch him, I think he's played with an extra level of physicality this year. And I think that he's obviously he's getting his hands on footballs right now to the point that he's getting a couple turnovers in 3 weeks. I think it's huge.
Came into the season with 4 interceptions in his career. Got 2 already this year.
Let's get it.
All right.
Let's get it.
So y'all know.